2 minutes to broadcast. One minute till broadcast. Seconds to broadcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Live from the Hoosier Media Studios. This is The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier on the Hoosier Media Network.
Yes, indeed it is. Hey, it is The Voice of Reason broadcasting live here on the Hoosier Media Network. All over the place, no matter where you may be. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, all that good jazz. Plus, we have the live stream up on the Podbean, live streaming as well. A lot of people jumping on there, so appreciate it. Welcome aboard. I am excited for today. First off, number one, I am slowly but surely getting over this coronavirus. See that? Slowly but surely, this cold is going away because it's driving me absolutely nuts and I need to get rid of it, but the congestion's still there. We're just working on it little by little. I still blame the coronavirus on that one. Second off, it is Super Tuesday. If you don't know what Super Tuesday is, then what the heck, man? We got a lot of things to cover when it comes to the election results that will be in tonight. 14 states go to their primaries and or caucuses, with a total of 1,355 delegates up for grabs for the Democrats tonight. The question is, who's going to prevail for this one? I saw a headline on Drudge Report that Joe Biden is going to run away with this one, and I just don't see it. So before the show is done, we will do our prediction on what's going to happen with the results, and I have my prediction on who's going to get what delegates and from what state. So we'll have some fun with that here in a little bit. But before, without further ado, I know he's got limited time. I am so excited to have this guy on here. He is a great friend, personally, great friend to the show. We've had him on many times before over at the great KQAM radio in Wichita, Kansas, as that is his district out there in Wichita, Kansas. But from the 4th Congressional District, it's Congressman Ron Estes with us here on the program. Congressman, it's good to talk to you, my friend. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, Andy. Thanks for letting me talk with you this evening.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you again. It's been too long already after the move out of Kansas. I know you've been busy. It's been crazy in D.C. It's been crazy back in Kansas. But let's start at the beginning. How is D.C. right now post-impeachment process? Are we starting to get back into the groove of things, or is it just still kind of drama-filled-esque right now?
So it's still kind of drama-filled. I mean, you know, the Democrats wanted to impeach President Trump from the day he was sworn in. Actually, it started before that. But on his inauguration day, the Washington Post ran a headline saying that now the impeachment process can begin. So it was just a political posturing that they've been fighting for 3 years and trying to make him look bad. And that's just a shame, because we actually not been doing some of the things that we needed to do to help the American people. And so the Democrats still, now that they've shown that or discovered that there wasn't Russian collusion, and that they couldn't figure out that he stole the election, and that there wasn't Ukraine, there wasn't a quid pro quo, and couldn't convict him on abuse of power, that they're moving slowly with everything else. So
sure.
I'm not really expecting a lot to get done. We kind of call him the do nothing Democrat Congress. And so It's unfortunate that's kind of where we are, because there's a lot of things we need to do.
Sure.
We have been successful in a couple things. We got USMCA done. It took 14 months to do that, but we were able to get a vote on that, and I think the impeachment probably helped that process. They knew they had to bring something up during that time. So that was a good thing, and we did some work with helping people with their retirement. That was one thing that we got some Democrats to agree with us on, and helping folks take some of their paycheck while they're working, save it, make it easier for them to save so that they'd have money during their retirement.
Wow, what a crazy concept to be able to put money away and save for their retirement. That's a shocker. I heard that the USMCA, that some of the bulking from the left came from the fact that it didn't include any type of environmental regulations to include like parts of the new Green Deal. Was that accurate?
So the typical argument that Democrats have against any trade agreement is that it doesn't mandate unions in other countries the sure. way we have them in the United States, and it doesn't mandate environmental issues. What the USMCA had, and this was negotiated by President Trump and Ambassador Lighthizer, was that the Mexican economy needed to have some labor reforms. And so they pushed to include that in the original wording. It also included some some environmental cleanup provisions as well. And so all of that was negotiated by President Trump and Ambassador Lighthizer, who's the U.S. Trade Representative. And at the end of the day, the Democrats wanted to try to take credit for it. But, you know, the American people know that all that hard work was done by the Trump administration.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they know. We talked with Congressman Bob Latta a few days ago discussing a lot of the agriculture and manufacturing. And I know coming from your district in Kansas that you have a lot of that as well, a lot of agriculture and a lot of manufacturing. And I asked him the same question, but I want to ask you as well. When it comes to the trade deals, when it comes to the tariffs, when it comes to the fighting that we've done with China to try and make trade deals better with the USMCA, the media is going all out saying that this has not helped, that the farmers are about ready to throw Trump to the curb and actually start voting Democrat because the trade deals have been so bad for the farmers. But I just don't see that happening. What do the farmers say in your district, Congressman?
So that's another fake news story coming from the media. I mean, in terms of looking at the farmers in my district, I mean, they understand that China's been cheating on every trade deal, and they understand that we need to have trade deals to have free and fair markets. And at the end of the day, that's what they want. And they're still backing President Trump. They recognize that there's some pain and suffering that they're going through right now. But they want to see this through. They want to get this resolved right now. And so USMCA was good. It built upon NAFTA. It closed some of the loopholes that were in NAFTA. The China Phase One deal is great because it calls China to task for the first time ever, and well, first time in the last 30 years, that they need to be following trade agreements. They need to be buying from U.S. agriculture, U.S. manufacturers, as well as trying to sell them Chinese goods. And they need to respect intellectual property laws. And so that's a great deal out there. Unfortunately, the coronavirus has impacted that. So we've lost the wherewithal to at least have some visibility on what's going on there. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do think there's a risk that China may not want to follow through on what they agreed to. But Ambassador Lighthizer negotiated in some dispute resolution procedures to address that particular issue and get that done before it has to go to the WTO, which is just a lengthy process.
Sure.
To do that with the World Trade Organization. So this is a good deal. It's good for America. And granted, it's only phase one. I mean, we need to do more things. And, you know, if somebody says it doesn't solve the world's issue in trade with China, they're right. But it is the first step.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're talking with Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District in the great state of Kansas. You got to be on a great panel discussion at the Conservative Political Action Conference, one of my most favorite conferences of the entire year. I love seeing it. I've got to go a couple times, and I tell you, anybody who's anybody in the conservative field goes to CPAC, and it's one of those spectacles where if you're involved politically at all, then that's where you need to be every year. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go, so apparently I'm not anybody. But you got to go and actually speak at the panel. How did it go this year? How was the turnout, and what'd you talk about?
So it was great. It was great to see thousands of people there. And, you know, it lasted over several days. And so they had lots of speakers there. And actually, when I got there, Ivanka Trump was speaking on the main stage, and Mike Pompeo had just previously spoken. I was running one of the breakout groups, and actually they were running a little behind on the main stage. So they ended up asking us to delay our panel. And we says, well, why don't we start now for the people that are here? And then we can start again when the main stage breaks loose. And we actually ran our panel twice, and it worked
Fantastic.
Out really well.
I love it. I love it. Outstanding. It is, like I said, it's one of those, if nobody's experienced it, then they definitely need to, because as you mentioned, thousands of people coming into D.C. to really show a statement about conservative messages, and the speakers they get are absolutely phenomenal every year. So I'm glad you got to be part of that one. Let's go into some legislation coming up now. As you mentioned, things are starting to get on track, and it's so difficult. I don't know how you do it with the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi running things in the House, but you are on the Budget and Appropriations Committee in the House. How is that process going? Because the appropriations bill, or the appropriations process at least, is one of the most frustrating things I think I could ever deal with, and I don't know that I could deal. So how have you been able to work on it, and what's the latest from that end?
So it really is, you know, on the House at the federal level, we call our committee Ways and Means, which actually it's listed in the Constitution as the first committee to actually address the issues that we need to spend for government entities there. And so we deal with all tax issues, all trade issues, so many of the healthcare issues, and deal with retirement savings and Social Security. And so it's a great committee to be on from a standpoint of the issues that we address and what's important for the country. And so we did such a great job with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 and being able to get that set up and implementing and helping work with keeping our economy going. And, every business person I talk to talks well about what they've been able to accomplish, what investments they've been able to make in their facilities, additional employees they've been able to hire, and actually helped with the economy going. And so we keep moving that process forward. Of course, I mentioned earlier about our retirement opportunities and more avenues that folks have. I mean, we allowed small businesses to pull together to form a 401k program so that, if it was too expensive for one small business, they could actually work together with some of their peers and actually implement programs that help their employees. And so those are the types of things that we work on together. Just 2 weeks ago, we were able to come together, Republicans and Democrats, on the Ways and Means, and actually passed out a surprise medical billing bill out of Ways and Means Committee. And, wow. And basically, our goal there was the patient should be held harmless. I mean, we all either have experienced ourselves or we know of somebody who's experienced a surprise billing. They go to the hospital, they go to one that's in network because of their insurance company, and at the end of the day they get this surprise bill because somebody in the chain who'd done something. Maybe it was a lab, maybe it was one of the surgeons that performed a part of the surgery or helped out in the process.
Sure.
And so our approach is, let's keep the patients harmless. I mean, and what we put in our bill was that the patient should get a quote, basically, a couple of days before they go into the procedure, that they know what their cost is going to be. And then if something happens along the way, and maybe the doctor who's in network is sick and they have to bring somebody else in, or maybe somebody, they send it off to some other lab because of the lab work being overworked. And so the patient's still held harmless with the cost that they were quoted, but the insurance companies and the providers figure out what's the right way to resolve that issue, so that at the end of the day, the patient's protected, and insurance provides coverage for them, and the providers provide the health care that they came in for.
Wow. I love it. I love it, being able to focus on some of the health care, even though we haven't been able to repeal Obamacare in its full extent yet, at least being able to try and fine-tune some of the programs to make it better for them. I know you're short on time. We just got a few minutes left, but I do want to touch on real quickly the Second Amendment and some of those issues. We saw the rally in Virginia that brought in, the media says like 20,000 people. I think it was closer to like 28,000, 30,000 people, but massive, as Virginia tried to forcefully try and take away guns and expand their regulations and regulatory control over a lot of the people in Virginia. You had a piece out of the Daily Caller talking about the Second Amendment and defending against tyranny, and it's not actually for hunting, which a lot of the progressives just don't understand. But is the two-way issue going to be a big issue going into this election this year, or do you think it's going to kind of die off a little bit?
So the Daily Caller article was actually a comment I made at the CPAC conference. So our panel at CPAC was about the Second Amendment rights and what states are doing to restrict that. And so in the course of that discussion, we were talking about, what were the founding fathers thinking about? I mean, what was their basis? And, we go back in history, which unfortunately is not taught enough now in school system, but we go back into history, and, all of our country was populated at the beginning because of people that were fleeing tyranny. I mean, maybe they were fleeing religious tyranny, maybe they were fleeing a monarchy or the people appointed by a monarch, and they wanted to avoid that tyranny. And so their whole intention was making sure that the average citizen was able to make sure that the government did what it was supposed to do, and not to support the government. And so the Second Amendment was intentionally to be there to help protect our First Amendment rights. Without the Second Amendment, we won't have First Amendment. And so that's when, you know, when you look at some of the reasons why Second Amendment is important, one is to protect yourself. Two, it is for hunting. But at the end of the day, the third reason is make sure that our government maintains the rights that we have been granted to us by God and that are embodied in the Constitution.
Amen to that. And Kansans get that, too. I know the state of Kansas is ranked like number 3 in the country for some of the best pro-gun legislation in the entire nation. Ohio's got some work to do where I'm at right now, so maybe we can follow in those footsteps. But yep. Kudos to you being able to mention that on the national level there with CPAC, because that is outstanding, and I'm glad it got put into the Daily Caller. Congressman, I know you're out of time, my friend, but it's so good to talk to you. You've been such a great friend. We love chatting with you. We got to get you back on again here real soon, and keep up the fight in D.C. It doesn't seem hopeless anymore now that we have an election coming up. I sense a Republican majority back in the House after November. What do you think?
Yep, that's what we're working towards to get that majority back. And, you know, it's so important, the majority in the House, just because of so much of the legislation we start here. We're working really hard for it. I think the mood of the country's there. Whether we talk about what the states are trying to do on some of the gun grab legislation, and people are recognizing how important it is to be engaged. And so I'm looking forward to this fall's elections.
Absolutely. It's going to be great. And good luck with your election as well. I know that's coming up too. So good luck to you. And we'll be chatting real soon again, Congressman.
All right. Great. Thank you, Andy.
Hey, always a pleasure. That's Congressman Ron Estes from the 4th Congressional District in the great state of Kansas. And we appreciate his time very, very much. Great friend personally into the show. We love talking with him any chance that we get an opportunity to do so on the show. All right. 22 minutes past. We'll take a break. We'll get your thoughts. We're all over social media right now. We have the Podbean live stream up and rolling. And I want to get some calls on there. I want to get your comments, your thoughts on here's the question for you today. The big topical issue that is going to drive the general election of 2020. Donald Trump versus whoever it may be on the Democrat side. What is going to be the big issue that they're going to campaign on? They're going to have all their campaign ads talking about. What's it going to be? Is it going to be the Second Amendment? Is it going to be taxes and the economy? What's it going to be that's going to drive that major issue? Plus, I have my predictions for Super Tuesday tonight. It is now past 7 o'clock, which means the delegates should, or at least the state should start reporting in a little bit, and we'll get your thoughts on some of those and get your predictions as well. All right, here on the Hoosier Media Network, it's the Voice of Reason. Stay here.
It's been a long, fun, nerve-wracking, and exciting journey to realize as an independent entity. Now we've launched our very own Hoosier Media Network to give you more content, more shows, more talk on even many more different topics as well. We now have full reign to help fight for constitutional principles, traditional values, and even just individual improvement. But we need your help to reach more people. If you own a business or you want to help the show in any way, we're excited to work with our partners to take your message and ours to the next level. Together, we can educate, entertain, and bring wisdom and information to those who want it and to those who possibly need it. Let's fight for what's right together. Email us today at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, if you're a business owner looking to get your brand out, or someone that just wants to help support the cause, we want to support you and support that cause as well. Email us at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Also, for more information, content on the show, or to reach us as well, go to HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. As the show keeps growing, I want to make sure each and every Hoosierholic stays in the loop. That's why you need to check out HoosierReason.com. Catch the weekly blog informing you on the latest news of the show, upcoming projects, and more. Plus, you can watch live shows, listen to all the podcasts, find affiliates of the show, catch special features, and a heck of a lot more. Plus, make sure to subscribe to our site and become an official Hoosierholic. Get your monthly newsletter, latest news about the show, and recaps of current events all right to your email. It's the fastest growing show in America. Don't miss a beat. Go to HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to join the show? We'd love to hear your thoughts during the program. And it's easy. First, send us a chat on the Facebook Live or YouTube Live streaming during the show anytime. Also, join us in the live chat room at HoosierReason.com. Just click on the Listen Live tab, watch the live stream, and chat with other listeners. You can also chat and even call into the show through the Podbean app. Just download the Podbean app on your smartphone, join the live stream, chat with other listeners, and even call us live through the Podbean app. You can argue with me, debate with me, or just let me know your thoughts of the show. No matter how you do it, be part of the show. Why? Because it's your show, and it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. The Voice of Reason, the show where you can chat, comment, or call in live each day during the program. All the information's at HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Voice of Reason. I know it's a lot, but make sure to join us and follow us on all the social media platforms you use for all your updates. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Minds.com, Instagram, you name it, we're on it. Just search Hoosier Reason on all the platforms. Watch live shows, information about the show, the latest chat about current events, and more. Just search Hoosier Reason on any of your favorite social media sites and keep some reason in your day. It's kind of the reasonable thing to do. It's the Voice of Reason all over social media. Hey, miss the show? Don't worry about it. You have plenty of ways to watch, learn, and be entertained while enjoying the Voice of Reason anytime that you want. And here's how to do it. First, become a Hoosier-holic by going to HoosierReason.com and subscribing to the site newsletter to stay up on the latest. Second, subscribe to the podcast. Under the show podcast tab, click on the link to the Podbean site and subscribe. You'll get notified anytime new audio pops up. Plus, if you have iTunes or Spotify, you can subscribe to the Voice of Reason on those as well and have the shows automatically downloaded to your device. Third, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and search my name, Andy Hoosier, and to page. There you can follow all of our live shows, posted videos, and more. All the links and info are at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com.
Bring some reason into your day. The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, welcome back into it. It's the Voice of Reason here on the Hoosier Media Network. Thanks for hanging out with us, no matter where you may be. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn. Plus, we have the Podbean live stream app going on as well. So no matter where you may be, leave us a comment, send us a chat. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure to visit HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com, or you can just Google the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. It'll pop up, and you can see it. Subscribe to the newsletter. So the newsletter usually goes out like the first of the month. I have not done it yet because I wanted a few more days to try and wrap up a few things on it and to give you an opportunity. And I don't like to do it on the weekend, which is the first, because nobody reads their email on the weekend usually. You're on social media and hanging out with family, right? So we don't want to bother you with that. So it's probably going to go out like Thursday-ish. So if you have not done so yet, go to HoosierReason.com, scroll halfway down, like right after the survey, which you can do the little survey, political survey that we love to have on there. And you can subscribe. Just put your email in, become a Hoosier-holic. And that means you'll get the monthly newsletter. You'll get information on upcoming shows. You'll get the information on what I'm doing. You'll get some topical things to discuss for the month. You'll get a big blog about a topical issue that I find interesting, and hopefully you do as well. So that's going to be all great. Make sure to do it. Again, HoosierReason.com, HoosierReason.com. There's a lot of fun goodies on there. You're like, Andy, it's a political talk show. What kind of fun goodies could you have on your website? I'm telling you, there's some fun goodies on there. We have our special features, which more are going to be coming up on there very soon as well. We're going to have our blog on there that's going to be updated here as well soon. You have the server that you can take. You can read all the fun goodies. So, I don't know. There's some things on there. Hopefully it entices you just enough to want to check it out. Anyways, HoosierReason.com. Appreciate you hanging out. Or just make sure to give me a little blip on there for a hit, and that makes me very happy as well. So here's the headline from the Drudge Report, is that Bernie Sanders is going to take a dive tonight and Joe Biden is going to skyrocket and start taking the nomination. Now, that's what the Democrats want. I don't think that's what's going to happen. Let me rephrase that. I think that's what the establishment, elitist, ruling class Democrats want. I don't think that's what the voters want. I think the voters of the Democrat Party have now gone, at least enough of them have gone so far to the left that they want Bernie Sanders. Look at the states. Look at the states. Here's my prediction. I'm not going to give my prediction yet. I want you to give yours. Delegate count, 1355. 1,355 delegates are up for grabs tonight. Do you have a breakdown on who's going to get how many? I do. I'm probably way off because I've never actually guesstimated delegate count for Super Tuesday, but I'm going to give it a shot today, and we'll see. Here's my prediction, is that the middle of the country, the Alabama, the Arkansas, the Tennessee, those kind of states, I think, are going to go towards Joe Biden. I really do. Those are the little bit more moderate states, and after Amy Klobuchar and after Pete Buttigieg ended up dropping out and pushing their support towards Joe Biden, I think that's going to give him a little bit leg up in those center states. I think that the East Coast, the West Coast, Colorado, Texas, Minnesota, I think the majority of those are going to go towards Bernie Sanders. I don't see Michael Bloomberg being a big front runner in this. They tried to. Oh, he really tried, sinking $350 million in like a day before the last debate, where it's like, all right, I guess you're up in third place in the polling now. We can actually get you in there. I don't think it's going to do any good. I really don't. We don't know his platform. I mean, you know he wants to take guns away. You know that he wants to tax rich people. You know that he likes to do, like, stop and frisk on the side of the street that he's apologized for. You know that he's done some really dirty, sleazy things. But he runs the Democrat Party. He runs it. He's got all the money. He's like the Donald Trump of. Donald Trump would donate to both parties and give a lot of money to a lot of candidates. Now they hate him for it. Michael Bloomberg has done that, along with funding half of the anti-conservative rallies that happen all over the nation, along with funding anti-Second Amendment legislation that goes on all over state by state by state. That whole thing in Virginia, trying to expand the background checks, trying to say that if two people that had guns that were in close quarters would now be considered a militia, trying to ban any type of self-defense classes going on, trying to expand the definition of an assault weapon. All that was funded by Bloomberg. All of it. And he's running for president. And I think that scares a lot of people, which is why maybe he would get support for the, you know, the people who follow like a Kim Kardashian and get a 15-second ad on YouTube and be like, wow, okay, I like Mike. That sounds great. Like, totally. I think that's about the only people that support Michael Bloomberg. Democrats don't like him because he's an evil rich billionaire that they're trying to fight like they did Donald Trump. And Republicans don't like him because he's a crazy wackadoodle left winger who is just a very angry little guy who tries to take away your firearms. Nobody likes him. So I don't know how he's going to actually do well there. But the headlines think that Joe Biden's going to be going out and done, and that we're going to have... Sanders is going to be going out and done for, and that Joe Biden's going to take the reins on this. I just don't see that happening, especially tonight. Now, it may be in the long term, but I just don't think we can do it. So here it is. Here's my predictions, and let me know your thoughts on this. There are 1,355 delegates up for grabs tonight for Super Tuesday, and we'll start getting some of the results in here in just a little bit. Alabama has 52 delegates. I have Joe Biden winning that one with 40 of the 52 delegates. Arkansas has 31 delegates. I have Biden winning that one with about 20 delegates. California, the big one tonight, the big honcho, 416 delegates. Come on. You really think they're going to go for someone like a Joe Biden? Maybe an Elizabeth Warren? Maybe a Michael Bloomberg? No, they're going to go for a Bernie Sanders. California loves Bernie Sanders. That's his meat and potatoes right there, baby. They love the fact of the socialism. They love the open borders. They love the hate the rich, even though they have a lot of rich people there. They love it because they're self-hating rich people. They're the Hollywood elites. They're the Joaquin Phoenixes that say that we need a pure vegetarian or vegan or whatever the hell he says type of meal while they're doing an award ceremony and says that we shouldn't milk cows because that's taking milk away from a calf. That's what you're getting in California. That's why Bernie Sanders is going to win it. I give him 300 of the 416 delegates in the state of California. Biden coming in second on that one. Colorado. Come on, man. Colorado. Colorado's got a socialist legislature, a socialist governor. They pushed for socialized Medicaid or medical whatever in the state of Colorado. They've tried to ban certain magazines for firearms in Colorado. Those guys are nuts out there. I love the state of Colorado. Love it. I graduated high school in Colorado. I grew up in Colorado. I lived there for many, many years. I love the state. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of crazy people that have gone there, and I don't want anything to do with Colorado any longer. I love the state, but it's nuts now. Too many Californians came in and destroyed it. And I'm not talking bad about the marijuana industry, but that's brought in a lot of crazy people as well. Some good people, too. A lot of business ventures, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of good stuff. But also some crazy bad people as well because they try and take advantage of what Colorado's doing. I give out of the 67 delegates Colorado has, I give 60 of them to Bernie Sanders. Massachusetts. It's an East Coast thing. Yeah, it's Elizabeth Warren's territory as well, but I think Sanders is going to dominate that one. 91 delegates out of Massachusetts. I give Sanders over half of them. Warren coming in second there. Maine, same thing. 24 delegates available. I give Sanders and Warren an even chance coming out of those, Sanders coming out on top. Minnesota. Minnesota's got Ilhan Omar. That's the Muslim population up there. It's very progressive. They had, isn't that the state that had Jesse Ventura? The crazy guy? Those guys are nuts up there. I love Minnesota. Beautiful area. There's some crazy voters up there, man. And for you conservatives living up there, I feel really, really, really bad for you. You have a beautiful state. You have a lot of scenery. You have a lot of great outdoor stuff. Don't let them corrupt it and take it away from you. Fight for it. Come on, man. I have Sanders winning that one. 75 delegates total. I have him winning 55 to 60 of them. North Carolina, middle of the country there. I see Joe Biden walking away with that one. 110 delegates up for grabs and North Carolina. Oklahoma, 37 delegates. Biden running away with that one as well in my prediction. Tennessee, 64 delegates available. I think Biden's going to walk away with at least 40 of those. Texas, the other big one, 228 delegates for the state for the Democrats. Bernie Sanders going to walk away with that one with 110, at least in my opinion, delegates. These are my predictions.
Andy, Texas is very red.
Yes, and in states that are very conservative and very red, you have a very angry left-wing mob that feels like their voice isn't heard, so they go farther and farther and farther to the fringe, and I see Bernie Sanders winning the state of Texas with 110 delegates. Utah, kind of a weird state, 29 delegates there. I think Biden's going to come out on top. Virginia, like Colorado, very progressive governor, very progressive legislature. They're the ones that tried to ban firearms. They're the ones that tried to do late-term abortions. They're the crazies on the Democrat side. That's definitely got to go for Bernie Sanders. And then for Vermont, that's his home state, 16 delegates total. I think he's going to walk away with a vast majority. So all in grand total, and again, this is just nothing more than a crazy guy on the radio and interweb giving my predictions here. I say even though the media says Joe Biden's going to walk away with a victory tonight, I beg to differ. I see Sanders winning 8 out of the 14 states, winning over about 715 delegates tonight, bringing his grand total to compared to what the 60 that he had already. I see him coming out at about 775 delegates after tonight. I don't know. Now, again, that could be completely wrong, but that's my prediction. Joe Biden, I see winning about 5 or 6 states, winning roughly about 340, 350 delegates, and coming out to roughly around 400 delegates total after tonight. Elizabeth Warren, I see winning just over 100 delegates tonight, which would bring her total to about 115 to 120 delegates. And Bloomberg has absolutely zero right now. I see him pulling out with anywhere from 50 to 60 delegates by the end of the night. Again, I could be completely off on all those, but that's my prediction. That's the way I see it. And in the media, of course, as they want Bernie Sanders to win, they're afraid Joe Biden's going to try and pull ahead. With the Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg dropping out to endorse Joe Biden before Super Tuesday, I don't know if it did any good or not. Bernie Sanders is the very radical fringe, but at the same time, the voters like that, and that's what they've been going for, and I think he's going to come away with a dominant victory tonight. Now, not enough to get the nomination by any means, but a dominant victory for a Super Tuesday party that happens on the left side of the aisle. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get your thoughts. Am I right? Am I wrong? Your predictions for what's going to happen tonight. We'll talk about that. Plus, the rumor that Donald Trump may not choose Mike Pence to be his VP running mate again in this election. That rumor is still stirring the pot. Is that really true or not true? We'll talk about some of that when we come back here as well. Visit us, HoosierReason.com. HoosierReason.com. And also you can follow us on the live streams that we have. All of our social media is at Hoosier Reason on Facebook, on Twitter, on not LinkedIn. That's my name, Andy Hoosier. But you can find us on YouTube at Hoosier Reason. Also on the Podbean app, go to podbean.com. Find the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier. Subscribe there as well. We hit our one mark with 100 subscribers. We're going above and beyond that. We get another 1 or 2 or 5 subscribers each and every night after the show, which thank you for that. We love it and appreciate it very much. Subscribe to the show. Download the podcast. The podcast, by the way, is on just about every podcast platform. You have iTunes, you can subscribe and have it downloaded to your device or your computer or whatever every single day as soon as we upload it. It's on iTunes. Subscribe to it. It's on Google Play, on the Google Play podcast. It's on Stitcher. It's on Spotify. Spotify's a big one that we get downloads from. It's literally on about every platform that you could think of, and we appreciate you doing that. So we're growing each and every day, making it happen, doing a thing here on the Hoosier Media Network. Stay tuned.
It's been a long, fun, nerve-wracking, and exciting journey to relaunch the program as an independent entity. Now we've launched our very own Hoosier Media Network to give you more content, more shows, more talk, on even many more different topics as well. We now have full reign to help fight for constitutional principles, traditional values, and even just individual improvement. But we need your help to reach more people. If you own a business or you want to help the show in any way, we're excited to work with our partners to take your message and ours to the next level. Together, we can educate, entertain, and bring wisdom and information to those who want it and to those who possibly need it. Let's fight for what's right together. Email us today at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, if you're a business owner looking to get your brand out or someone that just wants to help support the cause, we want to support you and support that cause as well. Email us at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Also, for more information, content on the show, or to reach us as well, go to HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. As the show keeps growing, I want to make sure each and every Hoosier-holic stays in the loop. That's why you need to check out HoosierReason.com. Catch the weekly blog informing you on the latest news of the show, upcoming projects, and more. Plus, you can watch live shows, listen to all the podcasts, find affiliates of the show, catch special features, and a heck of a lot more. Plus, make sure to subscribe to our site and become an official Hoosier-holic. Get your monthly newsletter, latest news about the show, and recaps of current events all right to your email. It's the fastest-growing show in America. Don't miss a beat. Go to HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Hey, miss a show? Don't worry about it. You have plenty of ways to watch, learn, and be entertained while enjoying The Voice Reason anytime that you want. And here's how to do it. First, become a Hoosier-holic by going to HoosierReason.com and subscribing to the site newsletter to stay up on the latest. Second, subscribe to the podcast. Under the show podcast tab, click on the link to the Podbean site and subscribe. You'll get notified anytime new audio pops up. Plus, if you have iTunes or Spotify, you can subscribe to The Voice of Reason on those as well and have the shows automatically downloaded to your device. Third, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and search my name, Andy Hoosier, and subscribe to the page. There you can follow all of our live shows, posted videos, and more. All the links and info are at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to join the show? We'd love to hear your thoughts during the program. And it's easy. First, send us a chat on the Facebook Live or YouTube Live streaming during the show anytime. Also, join us in the live chat room at HoosierReason.com. Just click on the Listen Live tab, watch the live stream, and chat with other listeners. You can also chat and even call into the show through the Podbean app. Just download the Podbean app on your smartphone, join the live stream, chat with other listeners, and even call us live through the Podbean app. You can argue with me, debate with me, or just let me know your thoughts of the show. No matter how you do it, be part of the show. Why? Because it's your show, and it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. The Voice of Reason, the show where you can chat, comment, or call in live each day during the program. All the information's at HoosierReason.com.
From the Hoosier Media Network, it's The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
All right, so I don't know if you're aware or not, but apparently there's a story out of the Daily UK, out of Great Britain, there are orphaned monkeys that are being trained to serve as waiters in restaurants. And now, I don't know where this is actually being done. The story's out of the Daily Star. But orphaned monkeys are being made to serve beer in bars and play air hockey with kids. Oh, there it is, in Japan. Thousands of the monkeys are killed in Japan each year after being reported to authorities by angry farmers for destroying fruit and vegetable crops. And now apparently there's a humanitarian relief effort because it's being, I guess, servitude to have orphaned monkeys serve beer in bars in the country of Japan. Now you know. Welcome back in on the Hoosier Media Network. It's The Voice of Reason, no matter where you may be. I am... So far, I guess I'm batting at 500 right now as some of the results are coming in for Super Tuesday. And Bernie Sanders has taken the state of Vermont. It's only 3% reporting in, but of course, that's his home state. And he's won with 52% of the vote already that's come in. The state that I lost already, which I'm kind of shocked. Now, I guess I am, but I'm not. And I had it kind of close in the state of Virginia that Virginia has been called for Joe Biden already. About 40% of the precincts reporting in, and he's won at 55.9% so far, and they have checked it off for Joe Biden in the state of Virginia. I would think that it would be a Bernie Sanders state just because of how progressive the state legislature is. However, it is close to Washington, D.C., and Joe Biden, of course, is the nice guy that has been in D.C. for a really long time, so I guess he's got a lot of friends there. I don't know, but Joe Biden nonetheless getting called for the state of Virginia. Those are the only two states that I see, at least, reporting in as we speak. We'll keep you posted as it goes along. Now, they only have Biden, Bloomberg, Sanders, and Warren. Warren not doing so hot. 12% of the vote in Vermont, 9% of the vote in Virginia. Michael Bloomberg actually getting higher, 10% in Vermont and 9% in Virginia. So they're both kind of even there when they stink and they're not doing too well. We'll keep you apprised as more of the states roll in. But I guess I'm batting 500 right now. We'll see. I don't know how the rest of it's going to go. I'm just kind of thrown about the whole... They're not capuchin monkeys, are they? They're masochists? I don't know what those are. Baby Massacre monkeys apparently are serving beer at bars in the country of Japan. So there you have it. You can feel bad for monkeys being held in servitude because their parents are being killed off by angry farmers eating their fruits and veggies. And then the baby monkeys just get put in servitude and serve beer at bars. I guess, it would save on like tips and stuff. You don't have to tip a monkey, do you? I don't know. Are those the same ones that throw poop at you too? If you don't tip them, then you might want to be prepared. You might want to be careful in Japan. If you ever go to Japan and you go to a bar and a monkey serves you your beer, you might want to tip him or else he'll do bad things to you. I don't know. Oh, man. All right. So here's according to thehill.com, and this is according to CNN, that Trump is going to dump Mike Pence. Now, first off, let's be straight. Let's go back to 2016. Donald Trump was one of the most divisive candidates on the Republican side to ever, like, walk the Republican side. Except for maybe, like, Ronald Reagan back in the day, because if you remember, he tried to get the nomination in the 70s, didn't work out too well. He was the outsider, he was the outcast, he was the crazy conservative that nobody liked, that he didn't have any political experience other than being governor of California for a while, but he was an actor, he was the smooth talker, we didn't like him, let's cast him out. And Donald Trump was even more divisive because he just didn't hold anything back. He was the guy that tweeted all the time. He was the guy that took shots at anybody who took shots at him. He had a catchy name. Remember Lion Ted for Ted Cruz? Like a liar. Now it's Lion Ted like a lion. He's a Lion Ted because he's a beast. He's fighting with him. Which was actually very clever how he twisted that around and turned it around. He was an opponent during the... Again, this is politics. I was a Ted Cruz guy. I was a Cruz missile all the way, baby. Ted Cruz, that was going to be the guy. Constitutionalism. When Ted Cruz started talking about the constitutionalism, as Keith Olbermann said, I had a shiver run up my leg. Right? That's what we were as conservatives. That's what we liked. We liked hearing that. Donald Trump didn't do that for us. We were like, yeah, didn't really talk about the Constitution. He's just kind of the guy, you know, yelling about things, which is crazy. Come to find out, he's absolutely phenomenal, right? He's doing many great things all over the nation. In his years while fighting off the crazies that are on the left side of the aisle. And with that crazy, I mean, you got to remember the campaign slogan was Let Trump Be Trump. We talked with Mark Lauder, head communications director for President Trump's campaign a couple weeks ago, and we asked him, in 2016, it was Let Trump Be Trump. That was the slogan. Not trying to tell him what to do, not trying to tell him to stay off of Twitter, not doing anything like that. Is that going to be the slogan again this year? And he said, absolutely. Let Trump be Trump. He knows what he's doing. But he was a bit of a radical at that time. He had to warm up to the more not-so-crazy firebrand kind of crowds. So what did he do? He got Mike Pence, the former governor of Indiana, the Christian, the very soft-spoken guy, a little bit older, the little more reasonable guy, and it played beautifully. All the, let's say, 99% of the conservatives that were very wary of Trump were won over by a strong, solid, conservative, faith-based guy like Mike Pence. We love Mike Pence. Great guy. He's squeaky clean. Nothing you can say bad about someone like Mike Pence. And he won over, he did it perfectly, won over the conservatives that were concerned, the religious vote that may not have liked about Trump's history, with the porn stars, with the comments that he made, the things that he did, the vulgar language, whatever. He won them over with Mike Pence. It was beautiful. The question is, why would he get rid of that? I don't know. I think that the people that were wary of him, he's won over. The Republicans that were wary of him in 2016 are no longer wary of him any longer. He doesn't need that yin and that yang to try and play off of any longer. He wants more of a firebrand. Mike Pence is a firebrand. He could be a firecracker. I don't know if you've ever been to a rally where he's at. He's got a lot of spunk in him. He doesn't look like it. It doesn't seem like it when he does interviews, but he's got a lot of spunk in him. He's a fired-up kind of guy. You have to be vice president, and you really have to be to work with someone like President Donald Trump. Now, the rumor is that he's going to, quote-unquote, dump Pence, according to thehill.com, and he's going to choose none other than Nikki Haley to run as a running mate. Now, again, this is all speculation. I don't know how true this could potentially be, and if she would even accept it. She stepped down. If you don't know who Nikki Haley is, she was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Long time CNN.
Under, of course, and hold on here, because now we'd like to have Edge run in the middle of those things. Nonetheless, so we have Nikki Haley, who was the U.N. ambassador for the United Nations, who stepped down. And she worked for Trump, and she was a firecracker. She was exactly what we need in the United Nations. I got so sad when she stepped down. because she was perfect. She stood her ground against those socialist nations in the United Nations. She stood her ground against the utopian New World Order BS that comes out of the United Nations. She didn't want anything to do with it. She was perfect. We loved her. But she said, I want to spend time with my family. I got my three kids. I got my family going on. I'm done. I'm out. And she left on good graces. Will she accept a VP run with President Trump? And is that what he's looking to do? I find that interesting. If it is, I don't think it definitely does any harm to Trump, because most conservatives really, really enjoy Nikki Haley, and Democrats really, really, really do not like Nikki Haley. But maybe that would help with the woman vote, with the female vote, where the media says that he's lacking because of the comments that he's made, because of the quote-unquote scandals and affairs that he's had, because of the things he's done in the past. Maybe the woman vote is a concern, and Nikki Haley could bring that back. I don't know. I don't think he's going to have an issue. I still predict he's going to win 48 states anyways, so I'm not too concerned about who his running mate is. But I find it fascinating. Is he looking for a different crowd to appeal to? Is he looking for a different demographic that he needs to try and reach out to? Because maybe this is an entirely different election from what we saw in 2016. I want to get your thoughts on it. We're all over social media, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, plus the Podbean Live app as well. If you're listening on there, I'd love to get you to call in through the app as well. If you want to call into the program, download the Podbean app onto your smartphone. Listen to the online streaming. You can call in that way, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. We'll get your thoughts on some of that and more when we come back here on The Voice of Reason. It's the Hoosier Media Network. Stay here.
It's been a long, fun, nerve-wracking, and exciting journey to relaunch the program as an independent entity. Now we've launched our very own Hoosier Media Network to give you more content, more shows, more talk, on even many more different topics as well. We now have full reign to help fight for constitutional principles, traditional values, and even just individual improvement. But we need your help to reach more people. If you own a business or you want to help the show in any way, we're excited to work with our partners to take your message and ours to the next level. Together, we can educate, entertain, and bring wisdom and information to those who want it and to those who possibly need it. Let's fight for what's right together. Email us today at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, if you're a business owner looking to get your brand out or someone that just wants to help support the cause, we want to support you and support that cause as well. Email us at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Again, HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. Also, for more information, content on the show, or to reach us as well, go to HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com.
You might ask.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. As the show keeps growing, I want to make sure each and every Hoosier-holic stays in the loop. That's why you need to check out HoosierReason.com. Catch the weekly blog informing you on the latest news of the show, upcoming projects, and more. Plus, you can watch live shows, listen to all the podcasts, find affiliates of the show, catch special features, and a heck of a lot more. Plus, make sure to subscribe to our site and become an official Hoosier-holic. Get your monthly newsletter, latest news about the show, and recaps of current events all right to your email. It's the fastest-growing show in America. Don't miss a beat. Go to HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to join the show? We'd love to hear your thoughts during the program. And it's easy. First, send us a chat on the Facebook Live or YouTube Live streaming during the show anytime. Also, join us in the live chat room at HoosierReason.com. Just click on the Listen Live tab, watch the live stream, and chat with other listeners. You can also chat and even call into the show through the Podbean app. Just download the Podbean app on your smartphone, join the live stream, chat with other listeners, and even call us live through the Podbean app. You can argue with me, debate with me, or just let me know your thoughts of the show. No matter how you do it, be part of the show. Why? Because it's your show, and it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. The Voice of Reason, the show where you can chat, comment, or call in live each day during the program. All the information's at HoosierReason.com. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with The Voice of Reason. I know it's a lot, but make sure to join us and follow us on all the social media platforms you use for all your updates. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Minds.com, Instagram, you name it, we're on it. Just search Hoosier Reason on all the platforms. Watch live shows, information about the show, the latest chat about current events, and more. Just search Hoosier Reason on any of your favorite social media sites and keep some reason in your day. It's kind of the reasonable thing to do. It's the Voice of Reason all over social media. Hey, miss the show? Don't worry about it. You have plenty of ways to watch, learn, and be entertained while enjoying The Voice of Reason anytime that you want. And here's how to do it. First, become a Hoosier-holic by going to HoosierReason.com and subscribing to the site newsletter to stay up on the latest. Second, subscribe to the podcast. Under the show podcast tab, click on the link to the Podbean site and subscribe. You'll get notified anytime new audio pops up. Plus, if you have iTunes or Spotify, you can subscribe to the Voice of Reason on those as well and have the shows automatically downloaded to your device. Third, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube.com and search my name, Andy Hoosier, and subscribe to the page. There you can follow all of our live shows, posted videos, and more. All the links and info are at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com.
Live from the Hoosier Media Studios, it's the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
You know, I'm always the eternal optimist. I always like optimism. I always like the positive things in life, which is not a bad thing. You always need to look on the bright side, even though sometimes that's very difficult to do. There's your self-motivation for the day. But if you have a bad day and you're thinking of something bad or you're thinking that life is just a struggle or whatever it may be, just remember this one fact. You are not a monkey in Japan serving beers at a bar. Just remember that one simple fact. You're not a monkey in a bar serving drinks in Japan. And if you remember that, then everything else may be just kind of minuscule thereafter. Let's take a look at some of the latest going on from some of the primary results here in Super Tuesday. And it looks like they have called North Carolina for Joe Biden. So let's run through here. Oh, look at that. Joe Biden wins North Carolina. We're 2-for-1 right now. So that makes me a little bit happy. 50% cast so far. I'm sorry, 11% reporting in. Out of that 50% has gone to Joe Biden, and he ends up winning that one. We have Michael Bloomberg at 11%, Bernie Sanders at 22%, and Elizabeth Warren at 10%. That's all with only 11% reporting, but they call the state of North Carolina for Joe Biden as well. Think about this as you go into the primary night tonight and into the rest of the primaries over the next few weeks and months. We have cities right now where they're going downhill and very, very quickly. You have the poop app in San Francisco to where you know which streets not to drive on or not to walk on because there is human feces all over because the homeless population is so ridiculously high. You have cities in California where they actually administer those drugs for those people because that way they're not overdosing on the streets, they say, but they can be administered by a nurse and therefore you can be properly treated the way that you need to. That's the way cities have gone in many areas. Look at the state of Colorado and the city of Denver where we had the homeless population that has tripled and quadrupled. You have housing so expensive it's driving people into the streets and now they have a housing crisis as we talked about just a week or so ago. On this program, you have New York City, where crime is absolutely absurd. We have Chicago, where they ban guns, and crime with guns is absolutely absurd. The cities are where the problems are. And Donald Trump's one of the first Republicans to walk into some of those and look at the African-American population that's unfortunately in those inner-city areas and say, look, you've been voting Democrat your entire life. What have you got to lose to try something different? And lo and behold, he hasn't won over everybody like that, but he has been able to win over a larger majority than most Republicans. It's time to reach conservative principles into those areas that normally don't hear it. Because what's happening right now? If you track, because I do, I'm a dork like that, but if you track U-Haul destinations in the country, where people are moving from and where people are moving to. The cities are having absolute crises where they're looking towards the government and saying, do something for me. I cannot afford a home. I cannot afford my utilities. I cannot afford to live here any longer. I don't have a job. Whatever the case may be, I need help. And they look towards the government for those answers. And the government is in absolute panic to resolve them. At the same time, those highly populated areas are going to smaller populated areas, and you're seeing the population decreases in high-tax states and going to low-tax states because they cannot deal any longer. So as you look at the polling tonight on what's going on, all these rural states, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, some of those states, the Democrats, even though they may be amped up and excited and they may have a Joe Biden or a Bernie Sanders or whatever win, remember that their population as Democrats compared to the entire population is relatively small because people are leaving them. and conservatives are trying to get to those areas because guess what? We want our voice heard again, and we're tired of being overridden by crazy populated places like cities where the Democrats are running absolutely rampant, which is why I still think Colorado and California are going to go overwhelmingly towards someone like Bernie Sanders. All right, we're out of time. We got to wrap it up for the day. Tomorrow we got some more conversation. We'll do the recap of all the Super Tuesday primaries. We'll get your thoughts on that, plus talk about some of the topical issues of the day as usual. Remember, the show's not about me. It's all about you. I'm just the catalyst to make you the local activist. You can change your own community and change your own life, so therefore you can prove that the government doesn't have to do it for you, which makes us very proper, right? Very happy. Check out HoosierReason.com for more information on the show, upcoming guests, all that good jazz. Make sure to sign up for the newsletter, as the newsletter will go out in just a couple days as well. But until then, it's time for you to speak up, speak out, speak loud, speak proud, speak the truth, and always speak some reason, as this is The Voice of Reason. Everybody, have a wonderful Tuesday afternoon.